We've got a quorum. I think it's you and me, Jorg. So we'll just we'll give all the other co-chairs lots of action items.
Good idea. One question, and that is referring to the results of the work we have been doing at our face-to-face meeting in Singapore. I knew that there had been some conversation around taking notes and sending notes of that, sending notes around between the participants of what has been taken down at the Singapore meeting, but I haven't seen anything. So are there any notes of the results of the different groups? Have we already consolidated them, or what is the current state?
So here's the current state. I'm a little concerned to hear you say that you haven't seen them, because I sent them to the ops list. Christina and Julie, did they come through, or did I screw that up?
This is Julie. I saw them, Mikey.
Okay.
I think it was like Friday, maybe?
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah, they came through.
The very last Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, excuse me,
I haven't made it through hundreds of emails right now.
No, that's what I was wondering, is whether you're digging through this mountain of email and just haven't gotten to them yet.
Yeah, I'm a week behind.
So here's where they stand. What I did is because Patrick was screaming through a bunch of work to get ready for his holiday, I took the consolidating job over. Patrick took photographs of the pages so that we have the absolute raw material available if I screwed this up. But what I did is I took each of the topics, and I, if you look on, are you on, oh, you're not on Adobe, so I won't be late.
Yeah, not yet.
But I've summarized them in a tool that's basically an outlining tool or a mind mapping tool, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of thing. And what I thought we would do is try using this tool live on the screen on Thursday and let each of the groups go through their points.
Okay.
And refine them and learn from each other. And then what we would do is consolidate it on the screen on Thursday during the call. And we'll take one of the four topics each week. We'll see how that goes. We'll see if we can get through one in a week.
Okay.
So that's kind of where they stand. And the reason I sent them to the ops list was to confirm with a different set of eyes looking at those things whether there's anything confidential in any of them. I don't think there is. We did these in a public meeting. I think people were not doing secret stuff. But before I sent them to the whole list, I wanted to get somebody else to look at them. So if you, Jorg, could just sort of leap ahead to last Friday's email and give those four documents a quick read, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if somebody looked at them besides me before I published them to the list.
I'll do that after the call then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're very short.
And we'll let you know,
It should only take you about 10 or 15 minutes to look at
them. Yeah, no worries. Do that.
And then once somebody else has looked at them, I'll go ahead and publish them to the list. They're quite interesting. There's a lot of really good conversation to be had. I'm really looking forward to getting into these because they're, I think, a pretty good start. On our job, so I'm pretty pleased with the outcome. And the main thing I wanted to ask today We have four possible choices for topics. And on the last ops call, oh, here comes the thunderstorm. So if I fall off the air, it's not the end of the world. It's just a lightning strike close by.
What a coincidence. Same here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that neither of us get wiped out. I'm using a very antique phone line for this call instead of the snazzy new voice-over IP stuff for that exact reason. But I'm still using a wireless phone that'll fall down when the power goes out. So I'll have to switch phones and dial back in. Anyway, we've got four topics, and what we concluded at the last ops call was to sort of start with process stuff and work our way towards content. And so we have a choice. We can either do the topic about how we handle confidential information, or we could start with plans for going forward. And I kind of liked either of those. The go forward stuff is probably the easiest because it was the last one, and it kind of got time compressed, and so the results were considerably more sparse. And so I think that our odds are pretty good for getting done next Thursday. On the other
hand, with working plans and so forth.
Yeah, it's the how do we want to work together, what things worked well, what things didn't work well in other groups like this. So it's the most process-oriented of the bunch. And then right behind it is how do we handle confidential information. And so I was thinking that we might want to start with the going forward stuff just to give ourselves an easy one to summarize and kind of get people into the groove. But I wanted to check with...
Have people been concentrating on what I would call process issues, or a little bit more into detail how we really are going to organize real work, like going a little bit more into detail what kind of work we are supposed to do and how we going to detail the major tasks we already have been identifying. Or is this just another exercise in process orientation? Because do not get me wrong here, but what I really, really would like is that we get to some work or to some results that are not around organizing our work, but really get some results so that we can present something and say, this is the first result of real work and not on how we are organizing our work. Hello? Oops. Anybody else there?
This is Julie. I'm here. I'm thinking maybe we lost Mikey, though. Mikey?
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah,
there he is.
A lot of
he's in the chat. I'll dial back in. That's what he says to me.
Yeah. He's must have been a storm. You may need to...
So let's wait for him for a...
We'll wait.
Because basically my point was we're doing so many... what we want to do and how we are organized, and we're making so much rules, and we're not coming up with any substantial results.
There we go. I'm back. All right. Substantial results. We need substantial results.
Yeah, I was just summarizing my statement in a short version would be we've been doing so much work on how we want to work together with each other and what the processes and the rules would be like, but we haven't produced that many results so far. So I would love to get some work done on real results that we are supposed to come up with.
Well, I'd be fine switching that around. I think that before we can get too deep, threats, I think, has to wait until we've got a sense of how we want to handle confidential
information.
Stuff. So
yeah.
What if we did confidential stuff this week?
Agreed. And then schedule organizing the information we've been given at the Singapore meeting concerning critical information.
Yeah. Well, and the how we go forward stuff was so light that we could probably summarize. I could probably summarize it and just send it to the list, because you know that was the last of the three sessions in Singapore, and it really didn't get a whole lot of attention from people. So,
okay,
I'd be fine with that. Julie, Christina, any thoughts on that?
That sounds fine with me, Julie.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay. Let's do that then, and we'll tee up confidential information. I'll send a note to the list right after the call.
Yeah, Mikey, we do have some procedures in the charter for handling confidential information. Would it be helpful if I isolated that section and sent it around to the ops folks as a starting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look, though, at the summary that I made, that I sent out to the list on Friday. What you'll see is that the issues that are being discussed are sort of meta issues to the charter. And so it would be good to see how we meld those together. And isolating it would be very helpful, because maybe what I'll do is I'll include the charter stuff in the summary. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just so that people are seeing that there's some guidelines there, but I mean that doesn't obviously alter the discussion on the meta issues, but perhaps it will help inform the discussion.
Well, the one that was really interesting to me was there are two kind of approaches that come out in the work that was done in Singapore. One approach is one of the groups went very deep into the actual systems to use to collect and protect confidential information, even going so far as to naming it. I can't remember. I've got it on my screen. I could look at it. It was Katrina's group that went. Yeah, NEISAS, NISIS. Anybody heard of that before?
Uh-uh.
Well, me neither. But anyway, there's a... So one direction of the conversation went very deep into how to protect it with actual systems, and many of the groups spent a lot of time talking about criteria for deciding what information is confidential and what is not. And one of the groups went the other direction and said we'd be much better off trying to do our work in such a way that none of the information was confidential. So we just stayed away from it and didn't get bogged down in that. And I think that's a really interesting conversation to have amongst the group on Thursday. So I'm going to let people summarize their own work, and then if it doesn't come out in their summaries, I might nudge them to discuss that a little bit more.
Okay.
So I think that having the charter, I should have done that. I should have gone through the charter and picked out what was in the charter as well and put that in there. So maybe, Julie, what I'll do is I'll make you the summarizer of that part of the discussion, and we'll just include that. That'd be very cool.
Sure. Did you want me to append that to the message that you sent, or you want me to have that ready to summarize at the meeting on Thursday? What would you like me to do?
Why don't you send it in response to mine, to the list, so that people got all this stuff in advance.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, then I'll wait for you to send what you're going to send, because you're talking about the larger list, not just the ops list, but
yeah,
list.
Yeah.
Great. Then I'll wait. You send what you want to send, and then I'll append to that.
Perfect.
Excellent. Thanks.
Cool. York, were you going to jump in at that point?
No, not really. I was just about to amend that. I've been Googling what NISUS is, and that it's a national and European information sharing and alerting system, which is currently in a prototype state.
Ah, okay.
But information can be found, can be Googled, and there's an address, www.nisus.eu, if anybody else would like to follow that one.
Cool. I'll stick that in. That's... I was busy summarizing and didn't even think to Google it. That's a good idea. Okay. I think that's all I've got for today. Is there? Because my thought was that this topic would be the whole day or the whole meeting on Thursday. That we wouldn't do much of anything else. So, if that's all right with folks, I'll go ahead and structure an agenda around that and get all this stuff pushed out. And I think what I'll do, and this will take a little time pressure off you, York, is I'll just send the summary for the confidential information stuff list. Partly so that we don't have to worry about the rest of it, and partly because I think otherwise it becomes sort of information overload for people.
Okay.
And then when you have a chance, you can look through those other ones. And once you've confirmed that, in fact, there's nothing secret in them, then I'll go ahead and publish the rest.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Cool.
Hi, everyone. It's Olivia. I'm sorry I'm late. It's just wrong time zone.
Well, we gave you all the action items, so it's fine. I'll send you a list of stuff that you have to do after. We were just wrapping.
You think the email will be able to go through, or it's going to be too large?
It's pretty big. It's pretty big. It's a big, long list. Long, long list.
But it's going to be finished in 2 hours, so that's a tough part on that one.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Well, let's just summarize the high points real quick for Olivier, just in case we've done something that drives him crazy. I sent out on Friday the 4 summaries of the sessions in Singapore. Did you get those, Olivier?
I did, yes, yeah.
Okay, good, good.
I must say I had a little trouble understanding them because they were not pictures of the things, so they just came as lists.
Yes, they came as lists, and the thought I had was that each of the groups would sort of take their own list. It's troubling. When you looked at the ones that your group did they remind you of what you guys said in your group, or was it?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. For our group, it was okay, but I just noticed some of them were unattributed.
Yeah, there are several where I didn't know who they were from, and so I'm hoping that we'll identify them.
Okay.
On the call. Because, like an idiot, instead of telling people to write their name on every sheet, I told them to write their name on one sheet, and then the order of the sheets got shuffled, and so...
Nice.
That was my dumb move of the day on in Singapore. So I'm going to have the pictures available for the call, and if people are having trouble, we'll switch over to the pictures momentarily, and
okay,
and then switch back. And the idea is that we'll do one of the four a week. We'll see if we get through them in a week. And I was all ready to do the really processy one, the one about how we want to work together going forward. And Jörg correctly pointed out that we've been doing process for months.
Yeah.
And that everybody's pretty excited about getting going on content, and to heck with that process stuff. And so we've switched to thinking about doing the how to handle confidential information one for the topic on Thursday. And what you can see on the screen is the little tool that I use to actually summarize them, which is a mind mapping tool. And so this is now is a good time to do my test. I want to see what happens. Can you guys read this? If I expand it all the way, it chops off the edges a little bit. I know that. But is the type too small? Read on your screens.
It's fine for me.
Okay. Anybody having trouble reading it? No. All right. Well, that's good. Because what this can do is, you know, you can very easily summarize things by just
yep.
adding, you know, another chunk and dragging things into that new chunk. And so my hope is that we'll emerge with at least a taxonomy and maybe a pretty substantial step forward as people summarize their work on the call. And so that's the plan. That's basically where we got, Olivier. We'll do this.
Okay.
We'll use this tool. If I go down in flames, we'll just switch back to the Word versions that I sent.
Yeah, I've used Mind Manager in the past, so there's no worries on that.
Okay.
Very, very good tool. There's also a free version of it. I think it's called Free Mind.
Yeah, yeah. This is I'm a sort of version one, used it forever guy on Mind Manager, so that I just use that because that's what's in my toolkit.
Yep.
And, dang, I don't know. We don't have any action items for Olivier. It's so disappointing. anyway, that's sort of it. That was where we got just as you came on. And, I guess the other thing is, Olivier, if you could take – I've recruited Jörg for this too, but – if you could take a look at those summaries that I sent on Friday with a fresh set of eyes and just confirm that there's nothing confidential in them.
Yeah, I had a look, and I didn't see anything that was particularly mind-breaking looking at it. So, I mean, altogether, I thought it was all fine. I didn't notice anything specific that could be seen as confidential.
Good.
Even the page which said confidential info, which was about how to treat confidential information, I guess that's just procedural. I don't see it to be groundbreaking in any way.
Right. It's going to really reflect more how we handle it than...
Yeah.
Welcome.
I mean, at this stage, I don't see much of what we're doing as being confidential at all. It's when we actually do get the data. The data itself will be confidential. The process itself, I think we should keep as transparent as possible.
Yeah. Good. Jörg, why don't I give you a time budget of like a couple hours after this call, if that's okay, and then if you don't see anything in there, I'll go ahead and just publish all four of the summaries when I send out the meeting notice. and the agendas so that people can start looking at this stuff themselves. Because I did promise it to him last week, and then I got through this confidential information summary and went, well, I don't know, maybe we should have a quick set of eyes look at this before I publish it all. And so if you could just zip through those four summaries, that would be really helpful. Okay, I think now we're done. I'll go ahead and get the meeting underway. And oh, the other thing is that Julie's going to extract the confidential information handling part of the charter and send that along after my meeting announcement so that we can fold that into this as well, because I forgot.
Does this fold with what we've written about how to handle confidential information?
Which, the charter part?
Yeah.
I think so. I think what the work in Singapore did is it I don't know how to unmute either, Jorg. Jorg is trapped on a muted phone. Does anybody, Christina, Julie?
It's either star 6 or star 7.
Oh, star 7, huh?
Yeah, if you mute it through the Devo line, it's star 7.
Here I am back.
Hey, back.
Thanks a lot. I was trying to switch between star 6, and the online functionality, but neither seems to be working, but star 7 has done it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's legal star 7.
Welcome back. I was thinking you were being awfully quiet as I handed you a 2-hour
Yeah, I've been answering, but no reaction from your side, so I thought, okay, I still might be on mute.
So is that okay if I give you that tight deadline to just give a quick look for confidentiality, York?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Gotten what we were talking about immediately before that. I got so entranced with the fact that Jorg was muted. Olivier, you were working on something. What were we working on there?
No, I was just asking whether the confidential information was in the charter was going to work with what we've written down in our confidential information, not charts, but lists. What is sensitive, etc., how we're going to deal with it and how we're going to tackle it.
I think what we've got is a refinement to the charter, but I don't...
The charter, okay.
...conflicts there. I will circle back and take a look because I hadn't even thought about it until Julie brought it up.
Hi, and this is Julie. Hi. I'm back on. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, we lost you too.
Yeah. I'm having trouble with my phone, so... It
just
kicked me off.
It's a day for phones. I got knocked off by lightning. Yeah.
So anyhow, I think we will be kind of done with that teleconference, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Then let's do it that way.
Yeah, I think we're all set. Anything else that anybody wants to bring up since we're all together before we...
Nothing specific on my side, no. Thanks.
York, Julie, Christina, anything else?
Fine.
Okay. Well, off we go. We'll see each other again on Thursday. Have a great week. And
you too.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, York. Thanks,
all right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.